From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Kevin McAleese. People in major cities along the East Coast are digging themselves out after a large snowstorm hit the region overnight. Over 2,000 US flights were cancelled due to the severe conditions. The storm is the first major test for New York's newly sworn-in mayor. Our correspondent Quinn Bowman has the story.
The first major snowstorm of 2014 dumped more than 20 inches in Massachusetts. More than 9 inches fell in parts of New York City. Schools here are closed and regional train service was delayed. The heavy snowfall represents the first test for Mayor Bill de Blasio, sworn in on January 1st. He appeared on New York television instructing New Yorkers to lift with their knees, not their backs, when shoveling snow. Quinn Bowman, New York.
The Obama administration has called on the U.S. Supreme Court to stop blocking the key provision in the new health care law that requires all insurance plans to provide birth control. This comes after Supreme Court Justice Sonia Sotomayor issued a last-minute stay on the contraceptive coverage mandate for a group of nuns in Colorado. Correspondent Mary McCarthy reports from Denver.
The Little Sisters of the Poor in Denver say that following the Obamacare rule that health insurance include birth control would violate their belief that contraception is morally wrong. The Obama administration has offered a compromise to religious-affiliated employers, allowing them to distance themselves from the policy. They can sign a form for the insurer saying they object to the coverage and allow a third-party administrator to offer birth control coverage to any employees who might want it. It is not known when Supreme Court Justice Sonia Sotomayor will make the next decision in the case. This comes as several companies, including Hobby Lobby, have similar cases pending before the Supreme Court, arguing that the Obamacare contraception mandate violates their religious freedom. In Denver, I'm Mary McCarthy.
The U.S. State Department says it's ordered a further drawdown of U.S. embassy personnel from the South Sudan capital, Juba, because of the deteriorating security situation. Peace talks are underway in the Ethiopian capital between two rival military groups that have been fighting since mid-December. Lorna Shaddick reports from Washington.
The deteriorating security situation has prompted the embassy to put another evacuation flight on, one of about a dozen efforts to pull out staff since fighting broke out between the two rival military groups in mid-December. The embassy says that while it remains open, it's suspending consular services out of South Sudan. The US State Department said it's told US citizens leaving on its evacuation flight to pack no more than one piece of luggage and $50 in cash to pay for a Ugandan visa. The drawdown signals U.S. concerns for a prospect for a ceasefire and a lasting peace deal between the two opposing factions. Lorna Shaddick, Washington.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN. New leaked documents from former NSA contractor Edward Snowden reveal the agency's multi-million dollar effort to build a supercomputer designed to break nearly every kind of encryption that keeps data private worldwide. In Washington, D.C., Alice Olstein has the details.
According to documents leaked by Edward Snowden and published by The Washington Post, the U.S. National Security Agency is developing technology to break the encryption systems used to protect private communications and state secrets around the world. They've invested at least $80 million in the research programs, which they've called penetrating hard targets and owning the net. The NSA and outside tech experts expressed concern that if another entity develops a quantum computer first, the U.S. government's own classified encrypted data could be at risk. Alice Olstein, Washington.
Four ships are returning to Syria to collect hundreds of tons of chemical weapons, which are due for destruction. It's the second attempt to pick up the toxic stockpiles after the United Nations team transporting the weapons missed the end-of-year deadline. From New York, Nick Harper reports.
Four Norwegian and Danish ships have set sail, returning to the Syrian port of Latakia to collect the chemical weapons. Extreme weather conditions, continued fighting, and road blockades were blamed for the team missing the original deadline. The joint mission led by the United Nations and the OPCW, the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons, are aiming to destroy all of Syria's chemical weapons by the middle of this year. From Latakia, the cargo will be taken to an Italian port. There it will be loaded onto a US vessel, which has been specially adapted to destroy the 700 tons over a two-month period. Nick Harper, New York.
And that's the latest from Feature Story News. Kevin McAleese reporting.